are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Well, we have some more cruise news. I know we've been talking about the Costa Concordia. We've been talking about also the SS Smelly and the SS Stinky as ships get affected with norovirus and people get sick and then the toilets don't run. But this is kind of a different type of cruise story. Apparently, there was a same-sex couple that was arrested on a gay cruise that went to the Caribbean, and they were arrested because they were gay, because where the cruise went to, it was illegal to have same sex. Does that make any sense to you? All right. I mean, there's many cruises that, you know, are termed gay cruises where, it's self-explanatory. Fun time. Everybody has a fun time. Many of my friends that are gay, they go on these cruises. Everybody, you know, they have parties, etc. And many of them go into the Caribbean. So this is kind of serious for those of you who are gay, whose cruise may not really understand some of the laws in the region. They say two California men on a gay cruise of the Caribbean were arrested, right, in Dominica, where sex between two men is illegal. Apparently, somebody said that they saw them have sex. And because that is illegal, that was grounds to arrest them. What was the window? Were the drapes open? And I mean, these cruise ship cabins are tiny. And it's very difficult to look into them. And I doubt anybody was having sex right there on the deck. Police Constable John George said police boarded the cruise ship and arrested the two men on suspicion of indecent exposure and buggery, a term equivalent to sodomy on the island of Dominica. He identified the men as John Robert Hart and Dennis J. Mayer. Did not provide their hometowns. They said the men were having sex on the Celebrity Summit cruise ship, and it was seen by somebody on the dock. I mean, that's still kind of far enough away. The two were later charged with indecent exposure. The ship went on. The ship was carried about 2,000 passengers, left from Puerto Rico, arrived in Dominica, then now is going on to St. Bart's, and these two guys are still in jail. Does that make any sense? I don't know. Okay, it sounds like, though, they would be released, right? But, you know, before you guys, you know, or girls, you know, take a gay cruise, just know what areas you're going into. Because if, I guess, being gay is illegal in that foreign country, you could actually be arrested and, you know, they'll make a movie out of this one. I know they will. Wow. Yeah, I don't think you're going to get a refund or a coupon. Yeah, this was Celebrity Summit Cruise. Yeah. You know, they have all sorts of cruises. They have, like, cougar cruises, right, where, you know, there's a bunch of, like, women who are cougars, and they get, you know, kind of get together, and they look at, you know, look for young men. I mean, thousands of people go on these cruises. So, you know, there's a lot of dating that could go on. There's all sorts of cruises that they could do. The Dr. Dahlia cruise, yeah, we suspended it this year when, you know, we were concerned about what was going on with the Costa Concordia. And out of course, respect for the passengers, I didn't want to start, you know, advertising the cruise. But also, you know, many of us talked about how, you know, we don't know what's going to happen financially to this company. So we decided to let everybody get their money back. We'll probably do a cruise next year. So for those of you that were still thinking about doing the cruise with us, we are postponing it. All right, guys, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know how some of us, we get up pretty quickly and we get a head rush? Well, they say those of us that get that are going to be more at risk for heart failure. As if it's not bad enough that we get a head rush, we're now more risk for heart failure. That makes us feel good. I get head rushes. You know, if I get up too quickly, this doesn't help at all. Also, I guess there is a very serious helium shortage because of all the birthday party balloons. And I'll tell you what that helium is for and why scientists are completely freaking out. Make sure to look at what you eat. A woman bit into her chicken McNugget and there was a full feather in it. All right. I don't know what's in a lot of our fast food, but when you see an actual feather in the chicken McNugget, you see, to me, I look at the glasses half full. Okay, that means it actually is bird. It's game. I mean, that means you're actually eating chicken. I know many of you think you aren't eating actual chicken when you get chicken for fast food, you know, but there's the proof. The proof is in the pudding, okay? Or the proof is in the McNugget. McFeather in the McNugget. Interesting case also. Apparently there's a high school Spanish teacher that is so sick of her students making fun of her on Facebook that she decided to have every student show what they're putting on Facebook, and anybody that put anything about her, she's not letting them go on the field trip. I gotta tell you, this Facebook thing, it's that's not gonna go away anytime soon. Even if you don't want to be involved, if you as an adult, right? Many of you are middle-aged, you'll listen to me right now. If you want nothing to do with Facebook, you're still somehow attached to Facebook because people are talking about you on Facebook. People will post pictures of you on Facebook, whether you want nothing to do with Facebook or not. Also, they think they may have figured out how to cure male baldness. Now, I really don't see any reason to celebrate that. I think bald men are kind of sexy. Yul Brynner was very sexy. So, I mean, they don't have to work too quickly, you know, as far as I'm concerned. But for those of you that may not be happy with you losing hair, that could be some interesting news. So as you can see, we have a lot to talk about. Lots of stuff to talk about. Want to hear from you guys, of course, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Of course, you could always email me at drdahlia.com. You could email me anytime, any questions that you have. And, of course, we have an on-demand button. So anytime you want, you could click the on-demand button. You could hear Dr. Dahlia's show all day long. Help put you to sleep. It could help put the baby to sleep. Put your mother-in-law to sleep. You'll be very happy. There's also podcast archives. So as you can see, we've got a lot to talk about. We're also going to talk about Whitney Houston. We have some more news from the coroner. More information has been released on the cause of her death. So we will keep you posted as soon as we get that. Okay, we're going on break. Looks like my brother's calling in, so I need to say hi to my brother on break. You all let me talk to my brother, and I'll be back. Don't go away.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super C Veg.
And with the Super C Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super C Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super C Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super C Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super C Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super C Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, SuperCVeg.com. That's Super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-C-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super C Veg daily is eating right.
Hi, Jason Lewis here. Anybody who's been listening to my program knows how shaky the U.S. economy is right now. Will we have a V-shaped recovery, or will it be a W-shaped one where the nation slips back into recession? Of course, if you think that Washington can spend or inflate its way out of a downturn, you've got nothing to worry about. But as you know, I have my doubts. So let me tell you about gold. Now, as my friend Ted Anderson from Midas Resources likes to say, gold, like all commodity markets, fluctuates in price, and you could lose money. But it has never been worth zero. Give it some thought, and if you're interested in converting your IRA to gold, or would like to actually have it in your possession, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. The U.S. dollar was once backed by gold, but has since lost 90% of its value. And if things don't change, I'm afraid the trend will continue. Call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason Lewis sent you.
your family and loved ones aren't ready for empty grocery store shelves. Will they survive if the system crashed tomorrow? Are you prepared to feed your family when a major crisis occurs? Will they perish from the lack of available food because you procrastinated? Getting self-reliant is the only way to ensure you and your loved ones will make it through the coming hardships. One of the most important survival products that is a must-have is garden food seeds. GetSeeds.net is offering a huge garden in a bag that will give you and your family the food security that it deserves. Our food garden in a bag consists of a whopping 100 packets of the highest quality non-GMO, heirloom vegetable, culinary herbs, and a couple of garden variety of fruit seeds for only $59. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 100 packets of seeds for only $59. This blowout sale will end soon, so call now to secure your huge garden in a bag that is heat sealed for long-term storage at GetSeeds.net. That's GetSeeds.net, or call now at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. Don't delay, call today.
Are you having trouble paying your mortgage? Maybe your mortgage loan is upside down or in foreclosure. Maybe the bank already foreclosed on you. Don't sit around being a victim of bank fraud. Fight back. We have the tools to help you fight back. Here's how. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit. Find the real truth about your loan.
Maybe like me, you'll find your bank loan was paid off already. Maybe, like me, you'll find your bank defrauded you at the closing. And maybe, like me, you will go after them.
Did you know 78% of home loans in the last 10 years violated consumer credit laws? We should not let the banks get away with this fraud. Go to InspectorAudit.com and click on the GCN Radio Special. Order a summary audit today and find the truth about your mortgage loan. That's InspectorAudit.com, or call 855-373-4948. That's 1-855-373-4948.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLI, 1-877-DAC.
D-A-C. I can't even spell my name. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. It has been a long week. Okay. D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Boy, too many vowels. All right. So, clue to male baldness, they believe, has been discovered. They think they have pinpointed a protein that triggers hair loss. So they're already working on a cream to treat baldness. Now, many men start to lose their hair in middle age. They say 80% of men will have some sort of hair loss by age 70. Okay, testosterone plays a role, but also genetic factors. Your hair follicles shrink. They become so small, they become invisible. Sometimes just the end of the hair follicle dies. You can get temporary alopecia. There's many different reasons for baldness, but usually male pattern baldness, that smooth baldness, is because the hair follicles get so small, you can't even see them, although they're still there. So researchers at the University of Pennsylvania have analyzed which genes are switched on when men start to go bald, and they found a protein called prostaglandin D synthase. I don't know how they realized that was a protein's name. Maybe it had a little name tag on a shirt, but it's called prostaglandin D synthase. And those are elevated in the cells of hair follicles located in bald patches on the scalp, but you do not see prostaglandin D synthase on the hairy areas of the scalp or my upper lip. I'm joking. Okay, enough. Sorry. Now, what they did is they bred mice. Of course, thank you for the mice. They bred mice to have high levels of the protein, and those mice went completely bald, while transplanted human hair stopped growing when given this protein. So they think this is the protein. Okay, that's how they deduce this. All right. Now, Professor George Costarellis of the Department of Dermatology led the research. He's the big hero. Essentially, we showed that prostaglandin protein was elevated in the bald scalp of men and that it inhibited hair growth. So now we've identified a target for treating male pattern baldness. You know these guys that love video games. You know, all right, okay, the target. All right, we finally get prostaglandin D. Probably be a cool video game, especially those of us that are medical nerds. So now what they're going to do is screen for compounds that affect this receptor and to find out whether blocking the receptor would reverse balding or just prevent balding. Okay, yeah, that's a big difference. And if it does prevent balding, I mean, is it going to be temporary? Is it going to be permanent? You know, now a gel is nice. I know many of you breathe a sigh of relief when I said gel, because I know the word suppository induces a lot of anxiety. Now, that's another thing. In order for this to work, it has to be some sort of a medication that people are going to want to take. Okay? The inhibition of hair growth is triggered when the protein binds to a receptor on the cells. So if they can figure a way to block that, right, inhibit that protein from binding to the receptor, I guess a vaccine type, but nobody wants shots. So like I said, I'm not really sure how they would do this with the gel, but it's cool. But like I said, you know, don't be in too much of a hurry. I mean, Patrick Stewart, right? Star Trek, Jean-Luc Picard, handsome. Bruce Willis, handsome. Vin Diesel, Jason Statham, Yul Brynner we talked about. I'm looking at the 10 sexiest bald men, Michael Jordan, Michael Stipe, Telly Savalas, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and don't forget Ike. Dwight Eisenhower. Remember, it's a sign of manliness and testosterone. All right. It's okay. Don't be worried about losing your hair. All right. If women find you sexy, I mean, look, Bruce Willis, right back in Moonlighting and Die Hard, we all thought he was sexy. Did we stop thinking he was sexy when he lost his hair? No, we didn't. He still has it. And you guys all still have it. Okay? Now, speaking of you men, for those of you that were mama boys, all right, you know, I got two boys, and I don't really want them to be mama boys. I just want to make sure they don't, you know, dump me for the first girl that they see, you know, and that they'll still love their mama, and they'll still call me every once in a while, and maybe give me Mother's Day present. But anyway, I guess that whole myth of if you're a mama's boy, you're going to be weak, and you're going to be destined for failure has been debunked. A mama's boys could be just as strong. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. I know some of you guys were mama's boys. You love your mama. Oh, I love that. Oh, I love the mama. All right, so Dr. Spock, the pediatric guru of the 1950s and 1960s, said that mama's boys, might grow up precocious with feminine interests. That's how they thought back then. And now they're saying, uh-uh. All right, now they say that these boys can just be as masculine and burly, and I'm trying to see if they have any real science to this. All I know is, I mean, you know, when we give birth to boys in my family, both sides, I mean, they are big boys. And I'm pretty proud of the way my boys are. And I honestly think, you know, I'm telling my boys this too. I mean, I thought it was so cool when my boyfriends, you know, were close to their mom. As a girl, I just thought that was really cool. So whether you like your mom or not, you know, it's a real nice angle to use when you're trying to get a girl. It is. You know, I mean, let them think, you know, if they think that you love your mama and you get your mama flowers, you know, you take care of your mama, that is really, that just makes our hearts melt. So, you know, even if you don't like your mama, pretend that you do, because it's going to work. Okay, now what you may not want to give your mama are helium balloons. For those joining us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Helium is going to be in short supply. Now, I know many of us love helium balloons because we get to make the funny sounds, but apparently helium is used by NASA. It's used for telescope. It's used for MRI machines. They say the world may run completely out of helium gas within 30 years, and such an outage could have major implications on space travel, exploration, scientific, nuclear research, and even medical advances and early detection of disease. I bet you guys didn't know that. All I thought it did is make our flights go like this. All right, so to make the situation all more frustrating, they say selling the gas at low prices is, I guess, making these scientists really, really cringe. They're like, stop that. It is a non-renewable resource. The gas is released during natural gas and oil drilling. Most of the gas are found in mineral-rich south and southwest, they said. If the gas is not captured, it is released into the air, making it impossible to recover. Well, those balloons go off into the air. Go grab the balloons. It's used for arc welders, MRI machines. It actually helps cool the machines. It helps detect leaks. Well, absolutely. I've talked about this. You know, when you have a retinal detachment, when the back of your eye, the retina, starts to detach, you can go blind. So what they do is they put helium in there. And helium rises, right? And so the pressure of the helium trying to rise will push back the membrane of the retina. However, if your retinal detachment is in an area to the side, we have you hold your head, right, for days, maybe weeks, to the side. So absolutely, we've used helium. All right, let me see. They even use it for nuclear reactors. Because helium is used in so many ways by so many fields, it's been predicted that the Earth, may run, there's gas. No, they can't use that gas. Can run completely dry by the 21st century. They say in the 1920s, between World War I and II, the United States decided helium could be incredibly beneficial to the war effort. Seeing the potential need for air power for future wars, the U.S. government decided to stockpile the gas in very large quantities. Then in 1996, the U.S. was left with all of this helium stockpile, right? Gas stuck in bottles and pipes within a 250-mile radius of Amarillo, Texas, which is now the helium capital of the world. So they passed the Helium Privatization Act to sell off the helium stockpiles. That's why there's so many balloons at the party. I get it. Wow. All right. Well, you know what? We're probably not going to be talking about that, but, you know, I guess next time you see your kids, you know, I don't know. Really, I like balloons. You know, we have our big Fast for Kids event, right, for our autistic charity. And I want to have balloons. Balloons are pretty. They decorate the place. You can't be in a bad mood and look at a balloon. You just can't. And then you sit on the balloon, and then you make the sound when you're opening up the balloon and letting the air escape. Balloons are fun. Okay. When we come back, I guess a study came out saying living together before marriage no longer increases your chance of divorce. We're also going to talk about two third graders who were having oral sex in a classroom. Why was this happening? And when you guys get a head rush, all right, are you at risk for heart failure? Of course, you can call in 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Also, we got to talk about the latest on Whitney Houston. All right, I think we're coming up on break. How are we doing, Donovan? Oh, maybe we're on our break yet. I think we're good. Then also another study, too, that we got to talk about is, and I know y'all are going to be like, duh, but your bosses look at your desk. They may not dig into your desk, but they're going to look at your desk, okay? And if they notice those of you with clean desks and organized, it actually makes them like you more. They're pretty impressed. So if you have a desk like mine where there's stuff all over the place, right, Skittle wrappers, Rolaids, tampon wrappers, no. Okay, so you guys need to make sure that you do keep your desks nice and clean. So we got lots of stuff to talk about. Please don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
So you're a maker of something. Woodcrafts, fishing lures, glass designs, jewelry, purses, perfumes, goat's milk, soap. Whatever it is, you made it here in America. Now you're eager for people to buy your products right here locally. Instead of buying competing products made on the other side of the world, right? Then you need to check out localmakers.com. Support America. Buy and sell locally at localmakers.com. Doesn't matter if you're a home-based business or a major manufacturer. Localmakers.com offers an easy way to connect with customers within your local community, as well as across the U.S., simply by entering a zip code. And there's no cost to join. So if you're a maker who needs buyers, go to localmakers.com and stock your products on one of our shelves. Localmakers.com, promoting, preserving, and supporting your neighbor's manufacturing businesses.
What is the most abundant resource on Earth? Water. It's essential for sustaining life, but it's not always the most available. When disaster strikes, water quickly vanishes from store shelves, like it did during 9/11, Katrina, Japan, and in Joplin. 3 days without water and your body begins to shut down. Don't risk being without an abundant supply of water when the next disaster hits. Get a FlowJack hand well pump. The affordable FlowJack drops right into almost any well and is easy to install without having to remove the existing pump, giving you immediate access to plenty of cool, clean water. You could risk your family's health on a limited supply of stored water, or you could be prepared with the reliable, affordable FlowJack Backup Hand Pump Kit for only $3.99 complete. See how it works at FlowJack.com, spelled FlowJack.com. Be sure to spell FlowJack.com or call 855-4-FLOWJACK, 855-4-FLOWJACK. That's 855-435-6525. Proudly made in America. FlowJack Hand Well Pumps. Peace of mind in a box.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this is kind of interesting. So a study came out today saying living together before marriage no longer increases your chances for divorce. Now, I didn't know there was a study that said that. You know, I just remember my mom saying, oh, no, you don't. You get married a virgin, and, you know, and they're like, all right, think of mommy, yeah, you know, got it, and that's all I remember. Read your Bible. I'm reading my Bible. Did you read your Bible again? Yes, I read my Bible, Mom. They say, engaged couples now are living together even longer. All right, they actually say here, I'm looking at this right now, engaged couples living together are now just as likely to stay married for 15 years as those who only share a home after their nuptials. Yeah, I've never liked that word, nuptials, nup. It just doesn't, you get all married, it's all beautiful and flowery, and, you know, the dress and the lace and the cake and all that, and then nuptials. All right, anyway, this contrasts with earlier studies that found living together without a wedding ring signaled low chances for a successful marriage. Okay, I get it. I know, you know, if you don't have him, you know, ball and chain down with the ring, he could flee. I get that. Yeah, I made sure my husband married me. Oh, yeah. You know, listen, I mean, boyfriends didn't last long with me. So, you know, if I thought my husband was going to last long, I need to make sure we had some piece of paper binding him, right? I would have sewed him to my hip if I could have, I was so worried my husband would flee. All right. But you see, I mean, here's the thing. All right. Whether we're religious or not, or how we've been brought up, we have to admit divorce is just, I mean, rampant. It used to be one out of every two marriages. Now it's more. Now I think the statistic is three out of every five marriages. So it's over 50%. And I remember when I got married, they said, okay, the first year of the marriage is the hardest. Right? And I'm like, no, that doesn't make sense. Because you're in love with each other. The first year of marriage should be the best. Because you're having sex. Right? You're in love with each other. He's going to remember Valentine's Day, remember your birthday. You're not going to be alone now on a Saturday night. It's going to be wonderful. But what people didn't tell us, right, is, well, no. The first year of hardest isn't so much you two. It's all the surrounding factors. All right. For example, I know many of you are thinking that, right? In-laws. Okay. The family. Okay, you know, many times when you're dating and everybody's happy and they're all distracted with the wedding and all that, you know, then all of a sudden you move in together. I remember that's the way it was in the older days. And now all of a sudden, okay, well, mom's coming over. His mom's coming over. Right? Now your mom wants to be there, but his mom wants to be there. Right? And you're like, well, I don't want any mom here. Can we just get on with our marriage? Right? Well, you need to do this. Well, what about this? What about this? Well, what are the kids? What are the, you know? And then you're like, okay, well, you know, okay, well, I want to go out with my friends. And, you know, he's like, well, wait a second. You can't go out with your friends. They're guys. Why are you, so all these things would start kind of creeping up in the first year. And, you know, the sex might not have held it all together. And then, of course, the financial issues, the trust issues. Well, that didn't bother you before. Why does that bother you now? You know, you knew I had skid marks on my underwear, Dahlia, or whatever. You know, so things happen. Not that my husband does, but I'm saying, you know, things happen. And you're starting to live with somebody now, and you're like, okay, wait a second, you know, there's some more issues. So there has been more and more of an argument, especially from the psychological community, going, maybe people need to really test things out. They need to test things out. Living together, you know, it kind of gets through a lot of the in-law stuff. It gets a lot of stuff out of the way. You know, the only thing is you also lose a lot of the excitement. You know, you're already living with somebody. You know, you're like, all right, we're getting married, what, next Tuesday? Yeah, we'll get married, and then we'll come back home and watch Celebrity Apprentice. Okay, sounds good. Yeah, you know, it was exciting to get married and then move into the house and have him lift you and bring you over the threshold, but it's not happening like that anymore. You know, people are living together, they're sharing rent, and, you know, it's not hurting couples, I don't think, from a marriage standpoint. I do see a lot of couples that live together still break up. I still think breakups are just as often as they always have been. But the first year of marriage is, I think, so traumatizing for many people, or the first year of living together, that I don't think it's a bad idea for anybody to have couples counseling. You know, I know there's many churches and there's many institutions where they'll say, look, you know, if you're going to have us marry you, you are going to have couples counseling. And I think that is extremely important, you know, because if you really think about it, even your best friend, at some point you can't live with. You know, I have two boys. I talk about them all the time. I love my boys to death. But if they were my roommates or if I were married to them, they would drive me crazy. I'd be kicking them out of the house. OK, I don't think I could live long term with my boys, as them being adults and me being adults. I live with them, of course, now, you know, because they're my kids. I'm legally responsible. I love my kids. But you know, if you really look at the personalities, I mean, right, don't they tick you off? They put what they want on television. They leave the milk out. They leave the refrigerator open. They leave the toilet seat up. Right? They use your shampoo in your shower and pretend that they didn't do it, but you know, here your expensive shampoo is all gone when they should have used the Head and Shoulders. They didn't want to, so they're using the girly stuff, right? They go into your girly stuff, right? And you know, that would tick anybody off. And I get a little nervous because I'm like, you know, if they tick me off as a female roommate, you know, are they going to stay married? So my job is to kind of teach them, okay, if you want to keep a wife, you're going to have to put the seat down. You aren't going to be able to miss the toilet seat. Do not leave your woman one square of toilet paper left. I got to tell you, if any of you really want to know where me and my husband almost got divorced, it was because of that, right? I have a horrible day, horrible fiber day, horrible menstrual day, and he leaves one thing of toilet paper, one square, such that he doesn't have to get a new roll. I almost left. I was sick of it. And oh, yeah, you bet I threw it around. You know, well, I could go to Steve's house. He has toilet paper all over the place. Well, why don't you go to Steve's house? I go, I will. He go take your menstruating uterus and leave. I'm leaving. I mean, it was a bad fight. Kids didn't understand what we were fighting about, but we were. And some of you may go, oh, that's really trivial. But here's the thing. If you're already having a bad day, okay, you know, and then it leads to other fights. Now, remember, when you're in love and you're in that whole lovey-dovey stage, okay, Dr. Laura, I used to listen to Dr. Laura all the time. And, you know, she would say, look, you picked the man you married, okay? You can't divorce him because you picked him. And you knew what you were getting into. And even though I love listening to Dr. Laura, I did kind of have difficulty with that concept because I always thought people change. You know, there may be something about your spouse, man or woman, that you don't like that much, but because you're in love and you're lovey-dovey, you're like, you know what, love will cure all things. You know, we will overcome everything. Then all of a sudden at the 5-year mark, at the 10-year mark, that just doesn't fly anymore. And also, you know, usually 5-10 year mark, you got kids, right? You got much different financial pressures than you did when you first started. So a lot of these little things you could ignore when you guys were in the lovey-dovey stage, you just can't ignore now. So the reason why I'm going through this is the study coming out saying living together before marriage, you know, is actually, you know, not enhancing divorce rate, may actually help, is that's probably why. You know, and if we were going to give couples advice, and again, it's difficult because many of us are religious, you know, and we still believe, you know, you wait till you're married and, you know, then you move in, etc. But, you know, if you are going to decide marriage, you know, somebody could argue, wait until one of you loses their job. Wait till one of you has a financial issue and, you know, see everybody's true colors and see each other in a time of stress. And if you guys could get through stress, well, even after the honeymoon period, you're probably going to get through marriage. But many of us, you know, we think everything's all the honeymoon period. When it doesn't come to the honeymoon period and you guys aren't strong and you don't have any, you don't have the marriage ethics, like we're going to make this work, you know, and you have a little laziness set in or you really weren't in love, you were just sexually attracted to them, that starts to come out after a couple years. And that's why we're seeing so many divorces. You know, somebody being good in bed is not a reason to marry them, but it clouds your judgment. Smoke gets in your eyes, like the Platters song. Oh, don't get me started singing. I love the Platters. But it does. All that passion, the heat, smoke gets in your eyes. And you really don't see what's in front of you. And you may be like, you know what? I really don't love living with this person. Huh? You got to figure it out before you have kids. Otherwise, you hurt the kids. All right, don't go away. We got more cardiac news and medical news. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Attention, information in this 1-minute message could save your life. Don't wait for the next emergency to happen. Act now to be prepared. Now, more than ever, civilians and communities must communicate with family, friends, and neighbors in the event of civil unrest, natural disasters, or other emergencies. That's why there's CivilDispatch.com. CivilDispatch.com is a universal system that can be used for a wide array of urgent notification alerts. Weather emergencies, civil unrest, emergency responders, amber alerts, school or business closings, any need-to-know situation. CivilDispatch.com is an emergency dispatch
dispatch communication system, allowing anyone to quickly and easily send and instantaneously track emergency email and text alert notifications. CivilDispatch.com gives you the power of enterprise alerting without the enterprise cost. Don't find yourself unprepared. Learn more and become a member at CivilDispatch.com. That's CivilDispatch.com. Civilian Emergency Dispatch System. Peace through preparedness.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Folks, Iran and the Mideast nuclear mess is already ballooning our gas prices. Whether you're struggling with food costs, which are being blown up by gas costs now, or know that when the Mideast showdown explodes, whatever food supply you have is all you'll get because of huge panic demand. eFoods Direct Family Packs are the answer. Now, the most affordable, best food is saving you up to 50% compared to other poor quality food companies. The new Alex Jones Quick Fix Family Packs save you so much money, the savings from eating this food will actually help you pay your other bills. No matter what effect the Mideast crisis or the crashing economy have, you'll have food as delicious tonight as 25 years from now. Order now for 50% savings and free shipping on these affordable family packs. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Speaking of mysteries, I really don't get this. There were two third graders in a Louisiana school that were under a table allegedly performing oral sex. Third graders, we're talking 9-10 year olds. And this was at Tallulah Elementary School. The teacher, who was running the classroom at the time, has been fired. Okay, now the principal's investigating it, the superintendent, right? Right now, the superintendent does agree with the principal's recommendation that the third grade teacher be fired, and the children now are being counseled after a sexual incident was reportedly occurred in class. She has been placed on leave with pay, pending the results of an investigation into possible substance abuse by the teacher while she was on the job. Now, the teacher, from what I understand, didn't put the kids up to it. It's just, you know, if she's not paying attention while two kids are doing this, she really doesn't belong there. She's supposed to be supervising these kids. And again, I don't think anybody should be under the influence, right, or be a user if they're going to be teaching our third graders. But then now you wonder, okay, where the heck did these kids learn this? You know, I mean, a story's too sick to talk about. Let's just move on. All right, got some news here. Coroner has released the cause of death with Whitney Houston. They said it was a drowning, but her heart condition and cocaine use exacerbated it. Now, she was 48 years old when she died. It was the night before the Grammys, and she had eaten dinner, decided to take a bath, took a turkey sandwich in with her, and was found submerged underwater, unconscious. Her assistant found her, tried to perform CPR. CPR was performed for at least 20 minutes by paramedics, and they had pronounced her dead. We know that she had been suffering and battling drug addiction for years. They did also find traces of marijuana, Xanax in her system, the muscle relaxant Flexeril, and Benadryl. Benadryl we use for allergies. We also find it in many over-the-counter sleeping aids. And it's a horrible situation. But this actually leaves even more questions than we began. Heart condition. What heart condition are they talking about? And what they're implying with this is she might have had a cardiac event while she was relaxing in the tub. Then she fell in the water, and because she was unconscious from this cardiac event, she started to breathe in the water and ended up drowning. Now, they were talking about Anderson Cooper today, and they were asking Sanjay Gupta, I mean, how do they know she didn't die from a heart attack and fell into the water? Well, there was water in the lungs, which means she had to have, I mean, you know, if you do submerge underwater, yes, you will get some water that'll go into the nose, go into the mouth, and can, you know, seep in there. But it looked like it was an amount of water that was breathed in. Her lungs were working at the time, sucking the water in. And again, I know this is a very difficult story, difficult case to talk about. Many of us loved Whitney Houston. We grew up to her music, and it's a very, very sad case. But what is so important to look at and dissect is what type of heart condition did she have? And I mean, is this something that any of us who don't do drugs are also at risk for? You know, we were talking about this in the previous hour. Many times when things happen, you know, like John Belushi and, you know, Chris Farley, you know, with the history of them doing cocaine at the time of their death, you know, many of us were real saddened when we see this. But people say, you know, look, you know, I know that's not going to happen to me because I don't do drugs. All right. Well, what really happened with Whitney Houston? Did she have a cardiac condition that any of us could have, got into a bathtub like any of us would do, and she just coincidentally had cocaine in her system? Now, the coroner thinks the cocaine that was in her system, we don't know how old, if it was a few days old, we don't know, was enough to cause probably the cardiac event. But they still aren't telling us that you go into an abnormal rhythm. And when you have an abnormal rhythm, you end up not being able to have a full ejection fraction, fill up the pump of the heart, therefore be able to pump blood to the rest of your body. Was it a heart attack? She did have arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries. Was it angina? Was it vasospasm? What was it? I see your calls coming in. Please call in at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And so, you know, it's kind of frightening because, you know, what many of us get into a bathtub and we, you know, get, you know, I talk about all the time, you know, I get into a shower, of course, because I like to sing and I like to, you know, pretend I'm winning a Grammy, winning an Oscar, you know, with my shampoo bottle. It's a whole affair when I take a shower. I can't really do that in the bathtub. You just kind of have to sit there and, you know, watch the bubbles pop. But, you know, you may, if you have a cardiac, I mean, I'd like to know what her heart condition is. Right. And if she hadn't used cocaine around the time of this happening, is this a cardiac condition that can happen to any of us, such that if we are in the tub, we're gonna, you know, we could drown? This is kind of, this is serious. You know, we've heard of drownings, we've seen people pass out. The reason why I bring this up, and I really think we need to dissect this, is there's so many accidents when I was doing ER where the person quote unquote fell asleep at the wheel. Well, what happened? Well, I fell asleep at the wheel. How did this accident happen? He fell asleep at the wheel. Well, how many of these accidents is really, I'm tired, yawn, I'm going to fall asleep? Was it a similar cardiac event behind the wheel that Whitney Houston had? then they get into a car accident, and after that, it's, you know, a lot more difficult to determine. Was it a seizure with these people that dropped behind the wheel, right? Was it an embolism? Was it a stroke? What? You know, so when people say, yeah, he died because he fell asleep behind the wheel, I have to raise an eyebrow and go, really? Did that happen? Did they really fall asleep? Now, have I ever fallen asleep behind the wheel? Yes. You know, doing 36-hour shifts trying to get home? Oh, yeah. When I had mono, right, and I could not keep my eyes awake? Yes, that does happen. So falling asleep behind the wheel does happen. We were talking about in the earlier hour sleep apnea with our truckers. And, you know, yes, that could cause a lot of accidents. But I don't think every fell asleep behind the wheel accident was really a falling asleep issue. I think what it was some sort of event. And it could have been the same event that happened to Whitney Houston. So I'm hoping they give us more information. Again, it's very difficult. You want her to rest in peace. You know, we don't want, you know, the drama. We want her family to be able to grieve, you know, through this period without having the media rehash her drug history. But what about those of you that, you know, have played around with cocaine, possibly changed your heart dynamics? You have some dilated cardiomyopathy. You know, are you at risk for something like this happening to you? So, I hate seeing anybody die, but I always like to look at some sort of silver lining. You know, was her death in vain? And her death won't be in vain if some of us can learn from what happened and hopefully not have the same thing happen to us. If her death could save lives, you know, that would be a miracle, okay? Also, another study has come out saying those of us that kind of get up quickly and get lightheaded and woozy when that happens may be in a higher risk group for developing heart failure. Now, I know we are really ending the show on a positive note, are we? I tell you, I do. I get dizzy, you know? The alarm rings, the phone rings. I'm like, I got it. Patient falls in lab and, you know, passes out. I got to jump. Yeah, it's called orthostatic hypotension. Low blood pressure, orthostatic when you rise. They said that people who experienced the condition were 54% more likely to develop heart failure. What are they talking about? Well, remember, when you get up quickly and you have lack of blood flow, then there's that idea that you aren't, again, having a good pump. Okay? You aren't having enough blood. You're not having enough cardiac output. I really don't like this number. I think the 54% is just way too high. I really do. But this orthostatic hypotension can actually be determined pretty easily in a doctor's office. So for those of you that ever do get lightheaded, talk to your doctor. Have them check your orthostatic blood pressure by you lying down, then sitting up, then standing. Just to kind of see, because it is important, because I don't want you getting dizzy and falling either. All right, guys, stay on for another hour. We got a lot more to talk about on the Dr. Dolly Show. And don't forget to follow us on Twitter. Y'all take care.
Take me down to the little white church. Take me down to the little white church.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So go to beyoungagain.com for a free copy of my jaw-dropping lecture. It may shock you, but it could save your life. So go to beyoungagain.com. Again, that's to beyoungagain.com.